There are some people who are just achievers. They seem to get things done, so we all look at them and think, wow, I wish I was like that. But even achievers have weaknesses, areas of immaturity that sometimes cause them pain. So the question is, what are they and how can they be overcome? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to the program as we take another look at the pain in your life from a different perspective. This week on the program, we're looking at how to eliminate the largely self-inflicted pain that comes from our own immaturity. Some pain in life is inevitable, but much of the pain we experience comes from our own immaturity in certain areas of our lives. But because we're each different, we're going to look at that immaturity and how to overcome it for each of the different personality types that God talks about in Romans chapter 12. And today we're kicking off with the achiever. And to help us with that, my good friend and co-author Keith Henry is going to join me on the program. Keith, welcome to the program today.
Hello, Bernie.
Now, let's recap Romans chapter 12 and the personality types, beginning at verse 4 in Romans 12. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we're members of one another. We each have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us: prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. Now, those seven gifts are generally referred to as motivational gifts, who we are, or as perhaps we'd say it today, personality types. Keith, now tell me, I don't see an achiever in that list. Where do we get the achiever from?
We split the encourager into two areas. One is to the achiever and two to the social encourager. So they both come from encouraging.
Okay. So an achiever is someone who encourages as well.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, how do I know if I'm an achiever? What are the hallmarks of an achiever?
Generally, you can recognise yourself because you are competitive, and very passionate. You get very passionate about what you're doing. You quite often become a workaholic because you want to achieve. And you also like to be recognised. You like to network. You're usually a good diplomat. You actually enjoy the status and the prestige that comes from being a person up front.
Okay, so that sounds good. We need achievers around. What do they bring to the table the rest of us really need?
They bring goal setting and actually doing things. They set goals, always have a list of things to do, mm-hmm. and they get things done. So as a team leader, you know, if you've got somebody actually in an organisation leading a group of people, they make, if they're mature, the best team leaders.
Okay. But I guess they have a natural downside or two in their makeup. Tell us about those.
They can become totally focused on what they're doing, on their task or their project, and don't consider anybody else. And they get very frustrated. So if somebody tries to stop them from achieving something or steps in their way, they get very angry and frustrated. And they can tend to burn out. You know, these are the people that they just work and work and work and eventually hit a brick wall and just collapse.
Okay. Now, I guess being an encourager as well, the achiever's role is to bring other people along with them, isn't it?
That's right. As I said, they make the best team leaders of people.
Yeah.
And so that's where the encouragement, they're actually motivating. These are the real motivators that, you know, you might have been to functions or churches and they're standing up front and they're really motivating you and inspiring you. That's their way of encouraging through motivation and inspiration.
So this downside of becoming angry and frustrated is a real downside, isn't it?
Oh, it's crippling to them and crippling to others around them because they can cut people off. They don't want to bump into other people. They just want to do what they're doing and achieve what they're doing.
And I guess that's where their pain comes from.
Very much. And they produce a lot of pain in other people because they cut off people.
Okay. Isn't that interesting? Very specific to the achiever. Keith, tell me, how do they overcome that? I mean, what does the achiever need to do to flip the coin, to go from living in the downside of their particular character trait to living in the upside. What's their upside?
And this is a habit that they have to recognise and basically push the button, you know, because you can change your habits of living. And what they have to do is to realise that they are there for people. So they are achieving for people, not just for themselves. And if they take a team around and, you know, get the confidence of a team, motivate them, inspire them, those people do anything for them. And so they can achieve 10 times or 100 times more than they can by themselves.
I guess that will be incredibly satisfying for the achiever.
Yes, it is.
So give me a tangible example. Let's say I'm an achiever and I'm frustrated and I can't get over the fact that all these other people around me are so slow and they're not coming with me and whatever. What specifically do I need to do to reach up into the high side of my personality type, to start living in that upside of who I am?
Really learn to take into account where the other people are, get them on side. So take time to talk to them, to understand them, to be loyal to them, right? Not yep. loyal to yourself, be loyal and faithful to them. Then the people will realise that you are there for them. Then they will pull all they can to help you.
Is the achiever naturally a team player, or is that a maturity thing?
No, they're not naturally that way because they want to just do a task and get it done.
Right.
But once they release themselves, they get so much pleasure and fulfilment out of it. See, these people in this area we're talking about now want fulfilment. Uh-huh. They don't get fulfilled doing it on their own. It's because they have to keep achieving something next yep. all the time.
Yep. So when they're living in their immature state, this selfish state, this state where they've closed everyone off, what happens for them?
They actually become detached from everybody.
And how does that feel?
Lonely. And they also, it binds them up. You know, yeah. they are going to hit a brick wall because when they do that, they work twice as hard.
So the thing for, if I'm an achiever, the thing for me is to recognise that this is how I fall down in life. This is how I get into that dark place in my life. And the way to unravel that is to go out and start to become a team player, to deliberately become a team player. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Start networking with people or with your wife. Go and have a talk, or husband. Go and have a talk to them. Mm-hmm. Take them out. Get out of your own self. And okay. start being with people.
And being in relationship, and that helps drag you out. And I guess for an achiever, someone who wants to keep things happening and they're surrounded by people who sometimes don't follow them or don't become part of that, I guess forgiveness would be a big thing.
Yes, their frustration brings about anger and they start yelling and becoming very angry. So they actually just have to have compassion for others.
Okay, so if there's one thing we could say to the achiever, is just go and be part of the team. Forgive them
yes.
and go and be part of the team, and that's where you start living out maturity.
That's right.
And how can the rest of us help the achiever to reach his or her full potential? What can you or I do to help an achiever?
To actually help them see that as a couple or as a group, we can do these things together and to be want to be part of the team and want to get beside them and encourage them that way.
Okay. Well, that's the achiever. I mean, fascinating stuff. Fascinating stuff. The achiever who wants to achieve so much all of a sudden becomes immobilised when they're immature and they achieve so much more as part of a team in their maturity.
Yes.
Thanks for that, Keith.
Pleasure, Ben.
Before we part ways today, I was just wondering if I could ask for your input, a bit of help, if you will, to guide me along the way. As you might imagine, we receive a lot of feedback to a different perspective from right around the world. And one of the most common things people say is, I wish you could teach more about subject X or whatever. So that got me to thinking, wouldn't it be great if we could be a bit more deliberate about that? Wouldn't it be great if I could get your input on the teaching topics that would really speak into your life? So could I ask you, when you have a moment, to head across to teachingtopics.org to have your say. It'll only take you a couple of minutes, and who knows how many other people right across the globe might be blessed by your God-inspired ideas. That web address again is teachingtopics.org. Just a few minutes of your time.
could have a powerful impact that ripples out into countless places that we can't even begin to imagine. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.